This exercise is called tongue practice. Although this exercise is not in the text of the Mindful Eating book, tongue practice is one of the most interesting and revealing mindfulness practices that I know, and I didn't want you to miss out on it. It's not so interesting to read about tongue practice, but it is very fascinating to do it, so please try it. Preparation. For this exercise, you're going to need some food. It could be just a snack, or you could do the exercise as you eat an entire meal. This is the way we do mindful eating at the monastery. We'll do tongue practice for an entire meal. In this exercise, you're going to be placing your awareness in your tongue. You're going to be looking at all the things the tongue does and all the experiences that the tongue has as you eat. It's as if you've been assigned to write a biology term paper titled The Many Jobs of the Tongue. But to write this paper, you're not allowed to read about the tongue, and you can't talk to scientists about the tongue. You have to do research using your own tongue. We start by sitting down with food in front of you. Are you ready? Now look at the food, and then check in with the tongue. Does the tongue have any reaction to the sight of this food? Next, pick up a bite of food on a fork or spoon and slowly bring it towards the mouth. Now, put one bite of food in your mouth. Watch carefully. What is the tongue doing? For example, how does the tongue get the food off the fork or spoon and into your mouth? Once the food is in your mouth, how is the tongue involved in chewing? Watch carefully as you chew. How does the tongue move around in the mouth? What is it doing with that one bite of food? You may have to slow your chewing down to follow the tongue's movements. And if you still can't follow what the tongue is doing as you chew, then try chewing without moving the tongue. This is very amusing. Try chewing without moving the tongue. Hold the tongue still and see what happens. Then start chewing once again slowly and watch how the tongue comes in to do its job. Keep eating, watching. What is the tongue doing? Next, as you get ready to swallow, watch the tongue very carefully. How does the tongue decide when to swallow? What is it sensing that tells it, okay, time to swallow? And then when it swallows, what is the tongue doing during swallowing? Then after you swallow that first bite, wait a few seconds before you take another bite. Watch again. What does the tongue do after you swallow? So please keep on eating now and keep on watching the tongue as you investigate the questions that I asked above. If you can't figure out the answers, try doing something like taking the food into the mouth or try swallowing without moving the tongue at all. Then slowly let the tongue join back into the activity, and you'll be able to see better what it's doing. You can repeat all these investigations when you take a drink. For example, what does the tongue do? Exactly, what does the tongue do to get liquid from a glass or a cup into your mouth? How does it shape itself? How does it move? Then after you've done this for an entire meal, or maybe several meals, how many jobs would you say the tongue has if you had to write a job description? This is the best exercise that I know for showing the power of mindfulness. Mindful attention can open up an entire world of activity that is an essential part of our body, but one that we ignore almost entirely. The tongue has a life and a world of its own. The tongue has been taking care of us since before we were born, but we're only vaguely aware of it unless we do something like bite it or burn it. So please enjoy this very amusing and interesting tongue practice. For a full discussion of this exercise, please see www.mindfuleatingbook.com.